Ravens got it. Number one, Lewis Jones.
You are about to enter the lounge, the sports lounge, with your host, Big Lou, and me, Big Lou's homie, Tony Kelly. You ready for the lounge? Welcome to the sports lounge with Big Lou. Born in Venice, California, the son of a preacher man, he went to the University of Washington football team starting as a strong safety and outside linebacker. Big Lou has taken home three Pac-10 titles and two Rose Bowl wins. He had an undefeated season and a national championship in 1991. He's the CEO of Holy Fit 310. Trainer to the California Hollywood elite. And now, please give it up for your host, Big Lou.
Hey everybody, it's Big Lou with the Sports Lounge. We're here at the LA Coliseum today. First on-site live broadcast. Everything's on the line today. He took time out of pregame to come down and join us over here in the back zone over by the flame. We're going to light it up when this match is over. It's Hanku Hermeshoes.
Yep, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay, I'm getting there, guys. And just to make sure I got this right, he is frontline back rower with the USA Eagles, who played his 27th test against the All Blacks in October of 2021. He's here today with us. Hanku, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about the match coming on today?
Feeling pretty good. Boys took this whole week to face against Austin, and we prepped pretty well. So today we're just going to have to put it all together and show them how it's done.
Perfect. You know what, guys? In case you are unaware, everything is on the line right now. Battle for first place in the Western Conference. We're playing for the Gilly Cup. We're playing for bragging rights. How was practice this week with so much on the line for today versus other weeks in just the regular season?
It was pretty intense because when we played them the first time this season, it went their way. So we went back and looked at all of what we did against them and where we can improve. And I think we put it all out there and figured out where we can go and get their weak points. So today we'll put it to work and see where it gets us.
Man, it's exciting. There's nothing like having a big battle on a Sunday afternoon. It's Mother's Day. Again, playing for the Gilly Cup, playing for first place in the Western Conference. Total points, we're still behind, so a big win today is super important to close that gap for first place in the Western Conference. Now, my next question to you is, in terms of the locker room, what was the locker room focus like today in preparation before we come out onto the field? Like, do you find it just a little more quiet, a little more intense, or are guys pretty relaxed and just ready to go and take care of work?
It's a mixed feeling. Some of the guys are very relaxed. It just depends on how you are, what you are like a player. Some of us, when we go into the locker room, are very quiet, very intense, just we'll sit in our lockers, just play the game through in our head, and some are just dancing, listening to music, because everybody has their own preferences on how to get ready for a big game.
Absolutely.
And some are quiet, some are loud, just how you want to be.
That's, you know what, it takes me back to my college days. Some were quiet, some were loud, but one thing for certain is we never had music on pregame. Because as you may know, it's all about visualization and getting focused on the game, and not everybody has the ability to focus with other things going on in the background. My next question to you, you mentioned music and dancing in the locker room. So my question to you, who would you say is the Giltini's number one dancer?
Ooh, that's a hard question. We have a lot of dancers on our team, but I'm gonna have to go with Johnny Ryberg. Whenever he feels himself, he feels himself. So if there's music, he'll give you some good moves, especially when it comes to the bars.
That's amazing. Guys, we got Hanku Hermeshoes.
Yep, that's good.
There we go. We're getting there. Took time out on this pregame to come down and join us. I want to thank you for taking time to come down and join us. Good luck in the match today. Obviously, we're here rooting for you guys. Hey, the Giltini Cup is on the line. First place in the Western Conference is on the line. And it's Mother's Day. What a great day. You're missing it if you're not here. It's not too late. Kickoff is going to happen soon. Come down and join us at the LA Coliseum and root on the Los Angeles Giltinis, defending MLR champions. I don't want to fail to mention that. defending MLR champions from last year, and last year was their first year in existence. Matter of fact, that's going to lead me to my last question for Hanku. What does it mean to the program, to the organization, first year in existence here in Los Angeles, to win a title and come back and be doing what we're doing right now? Slow start to the season. We've been on fire as of late. What is that like for you guys?
No, as a new program, coming into your first season and winning an MLR Cup is just extraordinary. Not a lot of teams are able to do that their first year around, but we did have a slow start this year. We have a lot of new players in the program, but as we started playing together, as we started clicking, everybody started feeling good, playing good with each other, and that's showing now. We're on a streak right now with winning record, and hopefully we can continue that today.
There it is, guys. Everything's on the line. The hot winning streak that we're on right now, again, one more time, the Gilly Cup, first place in the Western Conference. Hopefully, you guys will get a chance to come out. If you missed us today, June 5th is our next home match. Make sure you get out here to come check us out. You can always get your Giltinis tickets at giltinis.com/tickets. And that's it. We're going to get back to pregame on the field. Hanku, thank you for joining us. And I have to do this real quick because I'm having heart palpitations from when I played college ball. Last time I was here in the Coliseum on the field, it was roughly 30 years ago. So I have to do this on Hanku. We got to have a flex off.
You're going to win that
one time
for sure.
With the field behind us.
Let's get this ready. You're going to have to go first. Let me see them.
We're going to do it together because we're on a team today, buddy.
Ready?
Here we go. There it is. Hanku and Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. Brothers of Biceps, we're live today at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Gilly Cup match between the Los Angeles Giltinis and the Austin Gilgronis. And in case you don't know, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou is the first radio partner in the Giltinis broadcast network, so we're super excited to be here live on site to watch this thing go down in person. And it's a standard here at every Giltinis home match, whenever or before kickoff, I should say, they always go and light up the Olympic torch. So I was here to watch the torch get lit live. It was so awesome. Obviously, the last time we saw it was during the Olympics. At least the last time I saw it was during the Olympics. But this place brings back old memories for me. When I was still playing football with the University of Washington, obviously, this is USC. It hasn't missed a beat. The field is just as beautiful as it always has been. The groundskeepers do an amazing job taking care of the field here. And walking in here, I could just feel the energy from 30 years ago, still reeling, as powerful, and as, you know, it was such a surreal feeling for me walking in here, and I'm definitely grateful to have this opportunity, not only to be a part of the Giltinis Broadcast Network via the Sports Lounge with Big Lou, but just to be here in L.A. in general. I mean, it's an absolute beautiful day. It's Mother's Day. The Giltinis are playing for the Gilly Cup, and we're also looking, the winner of this match is going to have a better hold on first place in the Western Conference. I just wanted to drop that on to you guys. The Giltinis took an early 3-0 lead, but as of late, the Austin Gilgronis have caught up and tied the match 3-3. We're 18 minutes into the match right now, but the Giltinis are driving, and we're looking forward to our halftime interview. Our halftime guest is going to be Mitch Huberman, who is the chief commercial officer for the Los Angeles Giltinis, and we'll have more to talk about with that when we get with him at halftime. You're listening to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM, live from the Los Angeles Coliseum. We're live back at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Giltinis versus the Austin Gilgronis. It was a 3-3 tie for a while there. At the 30-minute mark, the Giltinis intercepted a pass, marching down the field, and they just crossed over for another trying score to take the lead right now, 8-3. At halftime, we're going to have Mitch Huberman, who is the Chief Commercial Officer for the Los Angeles Guillotinis. Over 40 years of experience working in sports in Southern California. Man, it's going to be very exciting to talk with Mitch and see how he's been able to do what he does for so long. And obviously, he is an instrumental part in the Los Angeles Guillotinis being able to call the Los Angeles Coliseum their home for rugby. Right after this break, we're on a little timeout right now on the field, but we'll be right back after this break with Mitch Huberman at halftime. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's really awesome about being at a live sporting event? By the way, in case you don't know, this is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM. We are also the first radio partner in the Los Angeles Guillotinis Broadcast Network. And today at halftime, they're actually going to have the Noodle Bags performing at halftime. And you know, this is all new to me, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen some crazy things in my 50 years of being on this earth, but I've yet to see what the Noodle Bags entail, which is men's bikini wear rugby. Yeah, that's not a glitch in the Matrix. You heard it right. It's men's bikinis playing rugby. You know, this is all sorts of different for me. I'm not going to say weird. I'm going to call it different. You know, what people do behind closed doors in their own time is their personal business. I am not one to judge. I don't know if I would be able to play men's rugby wearing a bikini. But if I did receive an email or an offer to come try out, who knows? But it's going to be exciting nonetheless. It's Big Lou right here at the Los Angeles Coliseum live for the Battle of the Guillotini Cup, or the Gilly Cup, I should say, right here on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM. We'll be right back at halftime with our special guest, Mitch Huberman. And if we are lucky, we will be able to get one of the Noodle Bags on for halftime as well to talk about how they came into existence and what practice is really like.
Lounge every Monday at 12 p.m. Rebroadcast Monday at 10 p.m. Wednesday at 4 a.m. and Saturday night at 8 p.m. Get into the lounge.
This is Bill Pintard of the National Championship Santa Barbara Foresters. You're listening to Big Lou in the Sports Lounge.
You are in the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou.
We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. You smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to
hey everyone, it's Big Lou from the Sports Lounge in AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM. We're actually live today at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Gilly Cup, the Los Angeles Giltinis taking on the Austin Gilgronis. And I'm here right now with Mitch Huberman, Chief Commercial Officer for the Los Angeles Giltinis, over 40 years of experience working in sports in Southern California. Mitch, thank you for taking time to join us.
My pleasure. We're really excited to have you guys out here live and right in the midst of action here.
Right in the midst of action. You know what? You guys are missing out, number one, for not being here live. Right behind us on the field right now, taking place, if you believe it or not, we have the Noodle Bags doing a halftime show. It's men's bikini rugby, to put it short, to get straight to it. But I want to talk a little bit more about Mitch and his background in sports in Los Angeles. Mitch, what have you been doing recently, and how were you able to secure the Los Angeles Coliseum for the new home for the Los Angeles Giltinis?
Well, I've had the pleasure of being working in sports for over 40 years. Pretty much almost every team and venue in Southern California. Some say I can't keep a job, but no, it's been fun. And I'll tell you what, I knew our owner, Mr. Gilchrist out of Australia. He actually owns F45 CrossFit Gym Concepts as well. Did some work with him in the NBA. And he said, one day I'm going to give you a call about rugby, because that's what it's all about us here in Australia. He's from Australia. And it's been exciting as hell. I really didn't know much about rugby, but it's been so much fun. It's a great culture. And he said, where are we going to play? And I said, you know what? There's one place to be, and that's the iconic LA Memorial Coliseum. And you just see the atmosphere here, and what an iconic place. It's had such a great history of great sports. First Super Bowl ever, 1967.
Absolutely.
You weren't in that, were you?
I was not in that
one. No, not that one.
I was not in that
one. I knew. I thought about you. But, you know, two Olympics, soon to be a third.
Yes.
Great venue, concerts, all sorts of stuff going on here. So what a great place to host, you know, the first L.A. professional rugby franchise in Los Angeles.
I totally agree. You know, Mitch, the last time that I actually was on this field was roughly about 30 years ago when I was still playing college football with the University of Washington. And just pulling up, walking down the tunnel, I started getting these weird chills and my hands started getting clammy, or maybe I'm just not feeling well. No, definitely not that. It's reminiscent of just coming back, you know, in my early 20s, coming onto this field, and you already alluded to it, the rich history here at the Los Angeles Coliseum. It's unparalleled. Like, you can't match it to any other stadium.
Absolutely.
Around the country.
Absolutely. And you know, we understand that you know, you being a linebacker, we might try to think about bringing you back for rugby. I mean, you see this kind of game, I think you'd be the perfect, perfect
guy. I was lucky to have Hanku on for the pregame interview, and we did a flex off. And I think he just took it easy on me. But if push comes to shove, I did bring an extra pair of cleats to get on the field in the second half.
We can have an extra pair of noodle bags, too, for you, if you want. What do you think?
In that case, I'd be Brother Banana Hammock. You know, I got to tell you, man, what is your take on the game so far right now, the match going on? I think it was a 10-3 halftime score.
10-3 at half. So, you know, this is really an interesting matchup. Obviously, our owner, they're kind of cousins here because our owner owns both teams, which is kind of unusual. But,
that's fun.
You know, they're in first place. We're in second. You know, it's been the kind of battle we anticipated, kind of grinded out. Kind of first half is kind of feeling each other out.
Yes.
And it's going to be an interesting second half, but it's been fun. You know, I mean, rugby's such a fun sport. I'm just learning it myself, to be honest with you, but it's got all the combinations of all the things that we think American football fans, soccer fans are going to really like. It's fast paced, it's physical, there's a lot of scoring, it's finesse, and you know, and it's all jam-packed into 2 hours. You know you're going to come to a game,
right?
And it's 2 hours. You know, there's no timeouts. It's really a fun sport, and there's a great culture about it too, as well. You know, these guys will beat each up for 2 hours, then they'll go shake hands and have a beer together. So
yeah, that's
it's
a sportsmanship.
It
right
really
there.
Is.
That's, you know, that's the beauty of competition like this. And I got to tell you, Mitch, there's so much going on today as well. It's Mother's Day. These two teams, these two organizations, are playing for the Gilly Cup. It's Asian Pacific Islander Appreciation Day as well.
Did I hit that
right?
You know, we got a lot, lots going on. There's so much to celebrate in Los Angeles. And we try to do theme nights each and every game to really celebrate, you know, the diversity, the culture of Los Angeles. That's what this sport, you know, it's really a diverse, inclusive sport. Anybody can play it, young, old, male, female. It's really, you know, our biggest challenge is just getting people to kind of get a understand what rugby's all about and kind of get a taste of it. And that's why we're so thrilled to have you guys out. We're so proud to have you guys associated with the Sports Lounge. And you guys, I mean, you've been so wonderful in embracing the sport and embracing us. We look forward to doing some great things with you guys.
You know what, Mitch? I'm super excited to continue this relationship with the Los Angeles Guillotinis and the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. I'm super excited to be the first partner in the broadcast network for the Los Angeles Guillotinis. We're going to continue to grow this thing. We're going to continue to grow the buzz throughout the city of Los Angeles and just in California in general to get more people out, more fans out to the Guillotinis matches and bring another title home this year.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we just want everybody to tune into the Sports Lounge and Big Lou. We're just so thrilled to have you on our team and partner with us. And we're going to be doing bigger and better things together. We're so excited.
Love it. Mitch, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for getting us down here on the field.
Appreciate you guys being out here. And get all your listeners to come on out. We'll have some fun and do some great things together.
Listen, if you guys don't take advantage and get out here to the Los Angeles Coliseum and come watch a Guillotinis match, then I don't really know what to tell you. You're missing out on fun. Come support the local team. I got to watch the Olympic torch get lit again. That's a standard here with the Los Angeles Guillotinis matches. Right before kickoff, they light the torch. I got to see it one more time other than the last time I saw, which was the Olympics that was here. Was it 84?
84.
84. I was 12. And I remember that. Something to be said about eating peanuts. Kidding. Elephant's supposed to have good memory. Hey, Mitch, again, thank you for your
time. Thank you, guys.
We'll let you get back to work enjoying the match.
All right. Well, let's root for the Guillotinis in the second half. And looking forward to doing many, many great things with you guys.
Awesome. Mitch, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the rest of the match.
All righty.
Guys, listen, the Gilly Cup is on the line. First place in the Western Conference is on the line. You know, we get a big win today. We close the gap in terms of total points. And then next match, we should be able to go ahead and take first place outright. Okay?
Teenies. Go Teenies.
Teenies. Go Teenies. You know, last question for you, Mitch. I'm curious. The owner.
Yes.
Martinis. Shaking the stirred.
Oh, that's a good question. I guess it's up to you. You know, we accommodate everybody. So, you know, I'm a shake instead of stir guy. How about you?
I'm just a neat guy. I don't, you know. I just keep it clean. Like, I don't need no eyes. I don't even need a glass. Just give me a bottle.
We're going to get a little dirty.
That's okay.
Is that all right?
We're getting dirty.
Okay.
Dirty martini. Awesome, guys. Mitch Huberman. I'm Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge. We'll see you in the second half right here at the Los Angeles Coliseum.
Go
for the Guillotinis versus the Gilgronis.
All righty.
Where the Sports Lounge with Big Lou is broadcasting live today for the Gilly Cup contest between the Los Angeles Guillotinis and the Austin Gilgronis. I'm with my super guest co-host today, Miss Ann Hayes. Ann, how are you?
Thanks for joining me
in the lounge.
Well, I mean, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I've never been to a rugby game before.
If it's any consolation, neither have I.
Well, first is the best.
Hey, we're sharing our first together. Perfect. Boom, there it is. The Guillotini right there.
And it is the first time I've ever stood in front of a man with a bikini on and cleats. So, I don't know what that means.
That's a little weird. First
all around.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Uh-huh. I wear cleats at home, just not in my Speedo.
I mean, you have a new, I think Captain America here has something to offer you in terms of style.
Matter of fact, that Captain America is Todd Clever, the face of American rugby, and also a noodle bag player. Todd, how are you? First of all, how's things going?
How's your noodle?
All right, it's good. It's good. It's all in one piece, which is good. And it's having a great time here at the Coliseum. Beautiful day for rugby.
What was the moment that you decided that you would play a sport other than swimming in a bikini? Was there a moment you could describe?
I started late, very late at one night, and we talked about it and what could get the crowd on their feet and have a good time whenever the regular team was in the locker room. So we came up with this concept, and people loved it. So they're asking for us back.
This is what happens when we have that one drink too many.
And then I was going to say, was there pot involved, or was this a completely sober decision?
It was Gillies and a Giltini, and the next thing you know, there's a bunch of guys in the parking lot playing rugby in their boxers.
And entertaining the hell out of us. I do not think there's a more entertaining group.
For sure. I'm curious, Todd, how did the noodle bags come about? Like, did you spark this thing?
Or he just told you.
What was this for? What event created the noodle bags?
Well, it's a swimwear based in California, and all rugby guys, and you know what? We are all about having a well-rounded tan body, and and they came up with this concept with noodle bags. It's kind of like a Speedo, but high performance. So a lot of guys wear it underneath their rugby, wear it to the beach, wear it all over. So we figured take off the uniforms and play with it and have a grand time.
Can you be on the team if you don't have a tan?
You can. There's a few of those, but
you try to keep them away.
You know, the good thing about rugby is it's inclusive, it's diverse, and it's for everyone. So,
is there a noodle bag league, like where you guys, there's like other teams in Speedos, or is it just you guys are the spearhead, no pun intended, and. You know, it's just here. We do different events.
You know what? They have tournaments that are on the beach. They always they team up with lifeguards down in San Diego. They do a lot of beach cleanups. They do a lot of good for the community. They have triathlons, and it's reverse, so you have to do it barefoot. You know, 1K run. You have to swim. Sometimes you have to paddleboard, and then you have to ride a beach cruiser bike, and it has to be a single gear. So it's all about it's not about who wins. Or anything else, but it's a community event. It's a great entertaining thing.
It's amazing. I see it now. I see the next match.
I see you heading up a team.
Baywatch versus the noodle bags.
Bring it on. Let's go.
There it is. That's amazing.
Yes.
Right there. Todd, thank you so much for taking time to come join us over here. Get ready for the second half. It looks like we're already underway right now. We're still holding a nice 7-point lead right now. The Giltinis are ahead of the Austin Gilgronis. Again, first place in the Western Conference is on the line. The Gilly Cup is on the line. It's Mother's Day. It's Asian Pacific Islander Celebration Day. Like, there's so many things going on today. You're not here. You're missing out, but you'll get to see it live on all the websites, on all the podcast sites. And then come down, June 5th is our next home match here at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Giltinis. You don't want to miss that match. And?
Right on. Couldn't have said it better myself. Nice to know you, man.
Pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you, Todd. Hey, guys, you've been listening to the Sports Lounge right here live in the Los Angeles Coliseum on AM 1290 and 96.9 FM Santa Barbara News Radio. We're going to the game. We'll see you later.
Can be found on your radio dial at 96.9 FM and AM 1290 KZSB.
Hey, this is Billy Meeks, center for the Los Angeles Giltini rugby team. You're listening to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou.
This is Jason Olive, creator, writer, actor, producer, and director of Los Angeles Volleyball Club, and you are with Big Lou in the Sports Lounge.
Welcome back to the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. And now, here's your host, Big Lou. Real, so right,
Hey, everybody, it's Big Lou. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge right here live today at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Los Angeles Giltinis versus the Austin Gilgronis matchup. The Gilly Cup is on the line. First place in the Western Conference is on the line. It's the battle of cousins, if you will. I got standing with me right now, Bobby Hacker of the Santa Monica Rugby Club. Now, for those of you who are unaware, I'm still working with the City of Santa Monica and Community Recreation. And one of my main things with the City of Santa Monica is managing our sports fields in the City of Santa Monica. And the Santa Monica Rugby Club has been a long time attendant, if you will, and permit group of ours in the City of Santa Monica. And it was exciting to see Bobby run into him here at the match, which makes sense for him to be here. Bobby, how's things going, and how's the match going for you guys as well?
Well, the match is going well right now. The Giltinis got a converted try lead, which is nice. It's a big game, and the Gilgronis are sitting in the top of the table, and win for the Giltinis really helps them move forward to seeding themselves for the playoffs, which is really all important. And win also pushes them closer to getting some home playoff games, which everybody loves.
Listen, Bobby already touched on it, and I just want to say right now, the total points scored, we're a little behind the Gilgronis in terms of total points scored, which is what makes this victory for the Giltinis today that much more important. And true to all sports for that matter, first place team typically gets that first round bye. So, Bobby, what do you think is important about that first round bye for the Giltinis if we're fortunate enough to get there?
It's a pretty long season, so what's really important is the players get some time to rest. And the theory that, you get out of rhythm if you miss a game, like in the NFL where guys sit out last week, not the case here. Very physical game, even with a deep roster. You still need to maintain the players' fitness, and getting a bye, if there is a bye at any time in the playoffs, is always better for the players. But these guys are ready, and there's a bunch of guys that have been held back. The great Matt Gittow hasn't played yet, and they bring him up. Here's a guy with probably more than 100 caps for Australia. Wow. Great international player, and you can just... It's like hitting the knock switch on your car, where you just go boom. So the Giltinis are holding that back. So it's looking good again. I think they got a shot at repeating as champions of MLR.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I happen to have a NOS button in my Chevy Equinox. I hit it 2 weeks ago. Transmission fell out. Neither here nor there. What can you tell our fans, our listeners, our followers, people who are watching live right now? What can you tell them and give them a little insight about the Santa Monica Rugby Club?
Well, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, and we'll all be going with we got close to 100 guys showing up in Aspen for the Aspen Rugger Fest, entering three
amazing
divisions. So we're going strong. We just, as a matter of fact, today we won our second match of the weekend up in Morgan Hill, defeating the Olympic Club, and now we're off to the semifinals of the national championships in Atlanta in 2 weeks.
It's amazing.
So in Division II, we won two consecutive Division I championships in 05 and 06.
Okay.
And, we're coming back with a D2 team, but off to Atlanta, we got a chance to win another national championship at the D2 level to hang it up there with our D1 victories.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's awesome, guys. Listen, Bobby, I'm glad that you took time to come join us in the Sports Lounge today. Thank you for coming over, giving us a little bit more insight about Santa Monica Rugby Club. And for some of our kids who are watching, following, listening, or their parents who are watching, they have kids that play, how can they find out more about Santa Monica Rugby Club and maybe become a part of it to help you guys to continue to win?
We have a very strong youth program that begins at U8s. And works all the way up through high school kids, and then a lot of those kids have played for our senior men's side. So just go to your Google, type in Santa Monica Rugby Club, and we'll pop up right on top. Go online, find out about registering your kids, which will start in the fall. We have a summer sevens program going on that's just going to get started in a few weeks. Three tournaments scheduled. So it's the fastest growing sport, youth sport in America. Join in. It's a great time for all.
It's a great time for all. It's such a huge thing. Rugby's taking over right now that the NFL is even adopting rugby's tackling style and form to try to minimize injuries in the NFL. and keep our guys to play a little bit longer with less head injuries. Guys, this is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here live at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Gilly Cup, the Los Angeles Giltinis versus the Austin Gilgronis. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Big Lou with the Sports Lounge here live at the Los Angeles Coliseum today. My special guest host, Ann Hayes, is with me. And how's your first rugby experience going?
I'm telling you, with you, it's fantastic.
And we had the noodle bags here, too.
Well, I mean, I always carry them in my back pocket, but you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's always exciting when you have a noodle bag running around with you, right?
Exactly. Almost, you don't want to let too many of them go in your path, but no. You know, they're good to have around.
It's almost like American Express card, right?
You or
don't
mice.
Home without it.
Yeah, exactly. You there don't you want
go.
To.
How much do you really know about rugby?
A lot. I know everything about it.
That's amazing.
I'm a rugby expert.
Yeah, I'm not. So I'm gonna always refer back.
Is this
back
rugby?
To you.
I thought it was Quidditch.
There you go.
Oh, shoot!
I saw a broom flying by. Maybe
darn it. Ah.
And you know
what? Is there magic involved?
Always.
Okay. Well, good.
Whenever
then
there's
I know
score,
a lot about
there's
that.
A score, it's magical.
Oh, there's a magical score.
Absolutely.
Well, here, the way they score is a little bit absurd, to be honest with you. Like, there's 3 points if you get, you know, if you get a deduction, you get, and then you get 2 points if you hit it in. It was 7 points in total, which is football, but not football the way we know football.
This is true.
Right?
It's not.
I told you I know a lot about it.
Well, it's questionable football because there's weird stuff going on. Like in the football that I know,
yeah.
There's no scrum going on.
No. Did you not get down on your hands and knees and have guys grab your balls? Because that's what it looks like that is.
No, I was actually looking for a cupcake when I got down.
Oh, no. You got to get down right before you hunt.
You know, here, let's do a scrum right now. You
want to do a scrum? Let's scrum it right now. Ready? I'll go down for your balls. You go down for mine.
No, don't that way.
I don't know. Which goes first?
See, in
who
the
gets
NFL?
Sued first?
Who's on first?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't
want
to be on my second. No, okay.
I don't know. You don't want to be on my first.
You don't want to be on my third.
There it is.
Yeah.
I can't even count that high.
I don't even know what sport we're playing. Are we like, now we're in like baseball metaphor.
Did we get the baseball?
Who's on
first?
Third?
What's on second?
That's usually what the game is.
I don't know. That's an old Laura Hardy bit.
What do you mean? But it doesn't come from football, does it? As far as I know, that's a pass and a throw and a touchdown, far as I know.
Some people would debate this being football because your feet aren't used at all.
No, they are. Just your balls. You know your balls hang low, do they? Walk to and fro.
For the noodle bags.
Can you noodle them up? Can you noodle them up?
And Brother Banana Hammock, but that's a whole nother conversation.
I throw the banana hammock for
Here, let's tell our people here everything you need
Mother's
to know
Day.
About rugby. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day
Happy
to everyone.
Happy Mother's Day. Everybody who is not a mother like me, because obviously my kids are here and they're listening to all my dirty talk. Because it's all goes to you.
And Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm not a mother, but Father's Day is coming soon.
I hope
Father's
you're not
Day.
A mother. I mean,
early
I mean
Father's
that,
Day
you can
to
be
me.
Any gender you want, but you don't look like a mother.
That'd be weird.
As far as I know, you don't look like a mother.
Well, you know, in
should
the
it be scrim?
Scrum?
Scrum. I didn't see what you had down there yet.
Well, I said,
you said you were a mother.
No, well, listen. In the seahorse community, the male does carry the baby.
Are we now talking about seahorses?
I'm just talking about somebody has having a happy Mother's Day who's a man.
Well, and then you have to be a seahorse to do so?
Maybe.
Okay, so happy Mother's Day, you're a seahorse. Scrum! Scrum is better, go!
Look, I can't even be a seahorse because I can't swim. It's not a black thing, I just can't swim.
But you could probably swim if you put on some of those noodle bags, because they say that they're really wonderful and you can do almost anything in them, including playing rugby.
This is true.
I mean, I didn't see anybody swimming.
It all starts with a noodle bag.
All I'm saying is you can go and be a seahorse and noodle bag it all you want. And you scrum.
But if you're going to get a noodle bag, people, if you're going to get a noodle bag.
You want to get it here at the rugby stadium.
Don't get a black one because it's slimming.
Oh, I want this.
I just want to say.
Can I get
that
a slimming noodle bag? Do I like trimmer already? I feel trimmer. Scrum!
Okay, listen. Okay, here we go. There's two main types of rugby out there, guys, for those of you who are unaware. Two main types of rugby.
Naked and not naked.
Noodle bag and non-noodle bag.
Female and female.
And that's where I'm going to stop right there. You have rugby league and rugby union. The one that'll be played at the World Cup
is neither.
It's a rugby union. It's a rugby union, guys.
Rugby union.
Now, the team is made up. Do you know how many people are on the rugby team?
I know there are 500,000. Just like in the stadium. I mean, look at it.
No, it's not 500,000.
How many team members?
There's 15 players on the field.
How many players how many players in football, the real game like you played?
We have 11. Oh. There's 11.
Okay, so they needed a little bit more.
And coincidentally, the referees in the NFL do not wear pink. They wear black and white zebra stripes.
I was really going to wonder why they wore pink. Do you know why they chose that color?
I do not know why they
Strong!
Chose that color.
Strong. Okay.
She caught me off guard there with the scrum. The Tourette version of scrum is really catching me off guard.
Scrum!
I got that one. She was
not
like,
that we should jump. Scrum and scrum.
Scrum, there it is. Two teams play an 80-minute match and use an oval ball as opposed to an oblong ball.
Oval?
That's used oval.
Oh, oval.
Oval.
Not ovum like an egg.
No, not the...
Not the, like, Mother's Day.
No, not that one.
No, the other one.
The other one.
The oval.
The oval.
Not a circle. Got it.
Slightly round, but not officially,
the
like a
like,
sphere.
Stretching.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
ovum.
I lost it. Players can run and kick the ball, but can only pass it backwards.
Drink.
Did you know that?
Pass it backwards?
Here. Pass it backwards.
Take it.
I'm going to take
sake.
It.
Oh, you don't drink beer. I know you don't. So I got to go this way. What about a forward drink this way? It's a martini, tiny.
It's a guiltini.
Which you are not.
This I will drink a guiltini, though. Cheers.
Cheers. What's next on our agenda?
Listen, for like the difference between rugby and the NFL, in the NFL, you score a touchdown, you get 6 points. In rugby, a scoring try is 5 points. Okay, where the ball is grounded over the opponent's in goal area.
Nobody cares. Look, I mean, honestly, I don't think I heard you, but can you say it again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A team gets 5 points for a scoring try. We call it a try in rugby. In the NFL, we call it a touchdown. In the NFL, it's 6 points, and as we already stated, in rugby, it's 5 points.
Yeah.
And where the ball.
Well, you can make the other seven. You can make it to seven by doing what?
Scoring the extra point.
That's right. How do you do that?
Well, there are 2 points are awarded to a team for successful conversion.
There you
so
go.
So you can go from 5 to 7, but in the NFL for a successful conversion.
He said sex. I did not. And
successful.
But he's the one who
successful.
Said successful.
Successful.
Then you make it to 7.
After you score a touchdown in the NFL, a successful conversion is just a point. It's just a kick.
Have it on the 7.
Right? So that's how we get to 7. And in rugby, we get to...
0, because I haven't understood anything that you said. But no, I will if you say it again.
I'll say it again.
Okay.
There are 3 ways to score in rugby. Mm-hmm. A team gets 5 points for scoring try, where the ball is grounded over the opponent's end goal area. 2 points are awarded for a team for a successful conversion. This is where a team can add further points after scoring a try by kicking the ball through the big H. That's the goal
point. That's my name!
The big H.
I'm the big H!
The big H.
Yeah! You get a score by going through the big H?
You heard it live right here.
You know what? I don't think I expected that today, folks.
We're going to take a break. We're going to get back to some live game action right now. But you heard it from Big Lou and Haste, the Big H. We're live at the Sports Lounge right here at the Los Angeles Coliseum for the Gilly Cup between the Los Angeles Giltinis and the Austin Gilgronis.
We'll owned be right by the same person, by the way.
Owned by the same person. This is how we get the
fact.
This is how we get the Gilly
fun
Cup.
Fact.
This is how we get the Gilly
you
Cup.
You get it either way. You get it if you win, you get it if you lose.
You
I
it
like that game.
Or you can just go out and get your own Gilly Cup. Bada bing. There it is.
Choo-choo.
We'll be back, guys, after this next break.
In the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou.
This is Ron Miles. You are here on the Sports Lounge with Big Lou on AM 1290 KZSB. and 96.9 FM.
The Sports Lounge can be found on your radio dial at 96.9 FM and AM 1290 KZSB.
Hey, I'm Mike Pereira. I'm like a referee everywhere. I guess in the NFL and the USFL, if they brought the Arena League back, I might be there too. And I am in the Sports Lounge with Big Lou.
Just follow the f***ing show.
We're back at the Los Angeles Coliseum with me, Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB and 96.9 FM. I got my special guest host with me, Anne H, the Big H. It just happened, guys. In case you didn't know, it happened. And it happened. Look, everybody's on the field hanging out. If you look up at the top right there, the score, Giltini's 10, Austin 8.
Go now, Angela!
We have now, the Los Angeles Giltinis have won the Gilly Cup. They're about to do the Gilly Cup presentation. We just closed the gap between ourselves and Austin, who is in first place. But this was a huge win for the Los Angeles Giltinis. And what do you think about the play of the game today?
They're paying no attention. They have on bikinis and they're paying no attention to the Giltinis. I mean, look at what's going on with these guys. And, you know, don't they understand that they're, you know, what they're supposed to be celebrating is not what's between.
What kind of paint or artwork is that on the men's bikini slash noodle bag? What kind of paint was that?
Tie-dye. Hippie art.
It's tie-dye.
Yeah, tie-dye. And the other one is Captain America.
Let me put a note out there for you people. If you're going to wear a noodle bag slash man bikini, tie-dye might not be your friend.
I have a challenge for you.
Yes.
You should wear a noodle bikini next time you're on this radio eating.
I brought my noodle bag and I left it in my other bag because I didn't want to offend nobody, especially myself or my mom on Mother's Day.
That's not good for the ladies, though. You don't want to leave your noodle in another bag.
Never want to leave your noodle in another bag.
Especially not another whole bag.
I cannot confirm nor deny what was just said, but I agree. That said, guys.
I like agreement. That's look.
Right now, it's happening live. It's going down. This is the presentation for the Gilly Cup. What a huge ordeal, and how fortunate are we with the Sports Lounge to be here live, a part of this moment for the Los Angeles Giltinis to not only win the Gilly Cup, but to move themselves a little bit closer to first place in the Western Conference in the MLR. That's Major League Rugby, for those of you guys who don't know. And the Los Angeles Giltinis are the defending MLR champions from last year. First year in existence here in Los Angeles, they won the championship. Naturally, when you win a championship, everybody's gunning for you. So we started a little slow this year. The Giltinis have been absolutely on fire of since, knocking off the number one Austin Gilgronis. And I mean, this was an amazing event.
Incredible. I don't even think people understand. Like, my sons are here today, and we were like, what do you mean rugby's being played in Los Angeles? Like, what the hell? I think it's important to understand how new it is here, and I think you know more about that than I do.
I mean, you know, it's new in terms of professional ranks, but rugby in terms of youth sports, it's really starting to take hold here in the West Coast, especially in Los Angeles and California. The same as lacrosse. I mean, lacrosse was a huge East Coast sport, and it has found its way here to the West Coast, and it is really taking the West Coast by storm right now. It's the new-ish on the block, if you will, Major League Rugby in Los Angeles and lacrosse in youth sports.
Well, I mean, you've told me what you did. You train athletes, and
I'm lucky.
Well, why don't you say what you do? Because that's pretty hot. I think it's cute. Scrum. Go.
Now, do your kids play sports at all?
Yes, in fact, they both play tennis. But Atlas, my 13-year-old, is looking to be a major tennis player. Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of tennis. It does require some vertical and horizontal movement. You gotta have some hand-eye coordination.
Like this or that?
Yeah, like this or that. You gotta move forward, you gotta move back. It's a little different than golf. Golf is arguably or debatably
the most boring sport on the planet.
I can neither confirm nor deny. Yeah. I'm not a golfer. I have a lot of respect for golf. But, you know, I don't find it very difficult to hit a ball that's not moving.
Yeah.
Now, to hit a ball that's not moving and bend it around a tree corner, that does require some skill.
Okay, that does require some skill. We want to thank Tiger Woods for showing us how easily that skill looks and it is not.
You know what? Bless Tiger Woods.
What was your best skill?
My best skill?
Well, I mean, you know, like climbing around a tree. Well, I mean, what was your curveball? What did you like? What were you fastest, best at?
There's some debate about that because I was an all-around athlete. Like, I played baseball, I played football, I played basketball, I ran track. I'm a musician by trade. That was the first thing that I started doing before all the sports.
No kidding. I was a drummer.
I was a drummer. No, it graduated.
You like rhythm.
It's all about rhythm. You know, the drum line, as everyone knows, the drum line is where it all begins. That's what sets the flow of everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, even the song in the background.
It's heartbeat.
That right there. We got our X guy coming up right now. We pulled it off. 10-8. You can see the score right up on top there.
Is that Dave? I've only heard rumors. Is that Dave?
That is Dave.
I had to be him. I only heard rumors about Dave. Dave is the guy who got the tickets,
right,
apparently, and has something to do with the team. He also...
Let's see who we got coming over to join us, guys.
I'm gonna
what a hard-fought match. He looks exhausted.
Why don't I do this? I don't even know who you are, but I know your name is Dave. But when I don't know who you are, and I know you're... Freaking unbelievable athlete, so I am in complete.
Fresh out the match, exhausted, still gasping for air. Walking gingerly over.
Warrior.
Andrew Tuala.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, thank you for taking the time after the match to come over and join us. You should be out there celebrating with the rest of the team and the Gilly Cup, and pouring something good in there.
No, he wants to show off a bit. You're wrong tonight.
And thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah.
The first question is, Ann and I have been going back and forth about this, so I have to ask, did you bring your noodle back?
Oh no.
Is it under your shorts?
Oh, I got budgie smugglers.
Can we see?
Budgie smuggler.
You want to see my budgie smugglers?
Well, I mean, why not?
Budgie smugglers.
Really?
I mean, no.
No, not really.
I'll show it.
I'm not really wanting to see it, but Ann might want to see it.
You want
to see
it? At another time,
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Sue me if
you want to see it, you can see Automata.
Okay, I said Automata.
We are in a very litigious time of the world right now.
We are. I'm
not going to sue you.
A little peek.
Yeah.
You like
that's
that?
It's amazing.
It's an eagle.
It's an eagle?
Yeah.
Oh, like the USA eagle.
Sure.
Well,
an eagle? Really? An eagle is a USA eagle?
Well, the USA rugby team are the Eagles.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So that's what put
that
me in the mind of
that. Is that why you have it on your underwear?
I just like budgies. I love budgies.
It's amazing.
It's an Aussie thing.
My question for you, I got a couple of questions referring to the game.
Yep.
How do you think the flow of the game went today? Obviously, we got the win. That's first and foremost. So congratulations on that Hard fought game, 10-8, defensive game. Your thoughts?
Oh, I thought we defended really well. You know, it's obviously... The Gilgronis, they're our cousins, and obviously it's a bit heated when we come against each other.
Yes.
And obviously it wasn't as quick as we wanted it to be, but you know, they slowed it down and we kind of adapt to that, yeah? And then, you know, it was all basically just defending who wants it more. So I guess we wanted it more because, you know, obviously when we played down there, they beat us and it was pretty hard for us, yeah.
Do you think home field played an advantage in our win today? I know earlier in the season you guys faced each other.
Yeah.
They got the win that time. Yeah. But it's not that. It's what have you done for me lately? And as of right now, we got the last win. That matters most.
100%.
100 was home, was it home field advantage? The energy of the crowd? What's on the line with the Gilly Cup? First place in the Western Conference? Like, what was it for you guys to make that defensive stand right here in front of us to seal that win?
You know what? We had a lot to play for. You know, we had awesome crowds. You know, it's Mother's Day today. We had Whitey, who's has who's got his 50th cap today.
That's right.
Obviously the Gilly Cup, and it's just like we had a lot to play for. So it was all for that. So
that's all about the grind. All about the grind. Yeah. So what's up next for the Los Angeles Giltinis?
I think we've got to adapt and reevaluate what went wrong there. And then I guess we'll adapt from that and go towards San Diego next week.
Going to San Diego next week. I believe we have a couple away games.
We got San Diego away next week, yeah.
And then we're back in the Los Angeles Coliseum, if I recall, June 5th.
Last game against Seattle,
June 5th. Hopefully I'll be here. And it's going to be back with me because there's no way we cannot do this again and have this much fun.
I feel an invite coming on. Have you called your mother today, sir?
I have. Okay. I called her yesterday because in New Zealand, it's a day, you know, day after.
Do you
so I
share
called
with
her.
An audience what sweet things
Pardon?
She said.
No. Oh.
Yeah. What did you say?
Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day to my partner.
Yeah.
Kids. Yeah. Cooked pancakes for her in Australia, so you know I couldn't be there, but you know.
Listen.
You have kids. How old are your kids?
11. 11, 6, and 5.
Oh,
all girls.
Oh,
all girls.
Goodness.
All girls. What did you do wrong in your early years?
Oh, I don't know.
They all have to be proud of their daddy for today.
Yeah, one more, you know, but, you know, girls, I love my girls, and they're the best thing ever, yeah.
Listen, I want to say this, guys. This gentleman that's standing here with us, Mr. Tuala, is that right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sounds very sweet and soft-spoken, and this is probably one of the biggest men that I've stood next to in quite some time to sound so soft. So don't let the soft voice fool you. He's an absolute beast on the field, and that's what it takes to be a Los Angeles Giltini. Now, you mentioned making pancakes for mom.
Yeah.
What's your favorite breakfast food besides the small human?
Before a game? I don't have brekkie before a game. So I have my ritual, so I have a real long sleep, and then I have a coffee, and then back in here and get
a
ready
coffee.
To play. Yeah, and then I have a big feed after the game.
That's interesting. Now, being a fitness guy, like I've been in the training world for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And coffee, we know it's a diuretic, right? You get that energy, right? But then you get that crash off the caffeine. Do you feel that effect of that coffee like going away when you're in a match?
Nah, you know what's funny though? You know, a lot of people have a lot of coffees and their adrenaline is so high and then they come down.
Right.
When I drink coffee, it's just like drinking water or like a cup of tea. It does has no effect on me. To be honest, I'm I don't know. Like I even have it before I go to bed.
I have that same feeling about Jack Daniels. I can neither confirm nor deny.
I would love one of those too.
There you go. Now we can share that in common because I've never had a beer in my life. I don't know what that's like. I know. I get that same it's look right. from a lot of people.
I even think it's a little lame. Beer is really good. Yummy.
Everyone says on a nice hot day, a nice frosty beer.
Like, duh.
Oh, I don't know. Or maybe a Corona.
Mexico,
maybe
a Corona. Corona.
Maybe a Gilly. You know, Gillies,
you know. You know what? I'll tell you the true story. This is why I never had a beer
sounds
in my
like
life.
Sounds like half the fun.
You know what? I had my two older brothers. You know, it's two boys, bunch of girls, and then they finally got it right. They had me. And I was a little annoying brother, and my brothers had, you know, what I thought was a Pepsi in a brown paper bag. It happened to turn out to be a Schlitz.
Brown paper bag.
And I'm like, you know, bro, let me have a sip. They're like, no, you don't want none. They gave me a sip anyway, and the Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull smashed me on the lips, and that was pretty much the one and last time that I've ever tasted a beer. I was 5.
That sounds like an original wound, and I think you could get over that.
I was scarred. I need to talk to somebody about that. Can you count to me about me and my Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull experience?
Why don't you try some real beer and have some fun?
Hey, growing up in the hood, you get what you get.
I get it. I was homeless too, brother.
Andrew, congratulations on the win today, bud. Thank you so much for taking time time out.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having
get
me.
Get over there. Go enjoy the celebration with the Gilly Cup. Yeah. Have a great time, and I look forward to seeing you guys back here, staying in first place officially, and making another push for another MLR championship this season.
Oh, that's the plan.
Awesome. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, it's Big Lou, host of the Sports Lounge, live right here at the Los Angeles Coliseum with the Los Angeles Guillotinis. Andrew Tualoa? Tuala. There it is. I got it right 2 out of 3
Tuala.
Times.
Tuala.
Tuala.
Thank you.
Thank nice you. To meet you.
I'm sipping wine, sip. In a robe, trip. I look too good to be alone. Ooh. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake, smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's
The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is brought to you by Evolve Entertainment. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou's executive producers are Jeremiah Higgins and Louis Jones. I am the commentator and co-host, Tony Kelly. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou's master sound engineer is Dr. D, a.k.a. Richard Dugan. See you next week. In the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Oh, yeah.